T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are, as always, glad to have you. Hopefully you're having a terrific day, no matter where it is you are throughout the great state. We've got Festivus going on today, and it is the grieving, and the airing of the grievances, I should say. Not the grieving of the errances.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
There you go. That's all you need to know. If you've got something going on, you've got an issue with today, you can bring it. Today's the day to just air it out. Let it all hang out. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com, toll-free talk line. I had one that actually goes hand-in-hand with one of our sponsors. This one is from Mark, who says, "Hey, Bill, I was over in La Crosse the other day, stopped at a Quick Trip. Did you know they have both Packers and Vikings cups over there? The tumblers are fantastic. I bought a couple for a friend of mine whose son also is a huge Packers fan, but his brother wanted a Vikings cup. I couldn't bring myself to buy it. Even though I support Quick Trip and support your program and your sponsors, I couldn't bring myself to buy a Vikings cup. So if somebody in that area wants to get Joe the Vikings mug, feel free to do so. But I cannot, for I am a Packers fan and I will not invest money into the purple." There you go. Little bit of it. But stop at Quick Trip. They have them 2-for-1 right now, as a matter of fact. They're $19.99 for two 24-ounce Packers tumblers, Vikings tumblers. Yes, they have those as well if you're over there on the border. Just take a look for them. They make great stocking stuffers, or if you just got someone in your life you want to pick something up for, and $20, $25 gift, something like that, and something you're going to use every day. That is it, and they're really, really nice. I have one. Got a couple, as a matter of fact. Fantastic stuff. Let's get back to the phone call. Talk to KJ listening to us in West Dallas. KJ, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? Merry Christmas to you, Joe, and cast of thousands out there, your callers, everybody at the flagship station, 105.7 The Fan. Great year. You guys do a wonderful job, outstanding job on the radio.
Appreciate it.
Listen, I'm going to air a couple more grievances today. Thank you. Appreciate you letting us do that.
Yep.
Can the NFL please stop pretending that they care about the player's safety? What they say and what they do are totally different in the aspect of how they dole out the penalties for these hits, especially these egregious hits that they've had lately. You look at Rob Gronkowski, that hit that he put on that guy on the sideline that was laying there,
terrible,
defenseless. If he'd have done that on the street, that guy would be in jail,
mm-hmm.
For that hit. The hit against Devontae Adams. Isn't that the hit that they're trying to take out of the game?
Yep.
Isn't that play that they're completely against and they want to get out of the game? Thomas Davis Jr., or Sr. rather, is a repeat offender. And he's supposed to be a guy that's one of the good guys in the game. He's a former Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner. You pull up on his record in the NFL, how many bad hits he's had, how many fines he's had. So he's somebody that, pretends like, I'm really sorry. You know, he had all this remorse on the sideline. He's a repeat offender. You got guys like Vontaze Burfict. And the thing about these guys is, Bill, he got a 2-game suspension, Thomas Davis Sr., so they reduced it to 1 game. what is that telling people? I mean, he could have put, Devontae Adams out of a job.
Now, well, with another concussion like that, with his third concussion in a year and a half, you wonder how many millions it cost him.
Yeah. So is the NFL really serious about the safety of their players with these blindside hits, and that's what they give up for penalties? I don't think so. I think they just need to shut up. They need to really shut up right now and stop talking and do something about what they say they care about.
They have been hypocritical. Appreciate the phone calls always, KJ. They have been hypocritical when it comes to player safety on so many different levels. And this is just another one. And I completely agree with you that I think the NFL not only has an image problem outwardly, but they've got an image problem inwardly, because they just what they do when it comes to some of these hits, it's almost as if on one hand they're saying we care about player safety, but when you don't come down on somebody like this for what it is they're trying to outlaw and get out of the game, it's mind-boggling, because you're just saying, oh, okay, we'll give you a slap on the wrist, but don't do it again. When you do it again, they'll give you a slap on the wrist. It's no big deal. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Greenfield. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Merry Christmas to you and all the people there in the studio.
Appreciate it, man. What's happening? What's in your world?
My Christmas present would be watching the Vikings-Packers game this Saturday. There should be serious payback for and retribution for what the Vikings did to the Packers-Rodgers here at the beginning of the season. So I think there's going to be a little bit of payback in this this game. And even though there's nothing at stake for the Packers, I think, you know, revenge would be very sweet. You know, and I know it's not eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, and two wrongs don't make a right. But the way these hits are coming, I mean, it's absurd. I mean, these are professionals. Now, this last game, you know, I cringed when Rodgers got hit. Like, there was like three times, and there was another time he just slid, and he would have gotten nailed if he hadn't done that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel that there should be a little bit of payback, and if anything, these last two games should be playoff games. They should play like playoff games for the Packers, just for pride.
All right. I look, there's guys out there trying to make a living. There's guys that are going to need a job, so they're out there giving it their all. There's no doubt about that. Appreciate the phone call. This is a rivalry game as well. You would love, as a Packer, you would love nothing more than to say, okay, the Vikings didn't have a shot at getting the number one overall seed or home field advantage throughout because we ended up beating them. You look, I mean, if you're a Packer, you're playing for a couple of different things. First of all, you're playing for the paycheck. You're playing for the fans that are showing up to see you. And you're playing for some pride. That's what you're trying to do. So, I look. And the other thing I get a lot of, I got two emails today that said, let the young guys play. Are you kidding me? The young guys have been playing. There's not anybody on this team that hasn't seen the field of play. Minnesota right now 11-3. The Philadelphia Eagles 12-2. Both teams have clinched. Now it's who gets home field advantage throughout the rest of the season. Or throughout the postseason, I should say. If the Packers can end up beating the Minnesota Vikings, and say the Vikings even end up having to play on wild card weekend, because if the Vikings take a loss, they would go to 11-4. If the Rams, if the Saints both get wins, they would also be 11-4. The Vikings would then have a shot at actually falling to where they'd have to play wild card weekend. As it is right now, they don't have to. Philadelphia would be the number one seed overall coming out of the NFC. So if you can put a dent in the Minnesota Vikings' ability as far as playing wild card weekend, do it. Heck yeah, do it. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over at Bud Light. Reminding you, tonight, 6 to 8, we're going to be out at Mulligan, South 27th Street in Franklin. Come on by and say hi. It's all brought to you by Bud Light. The Huddle is out again tonight. Mike Clemens, our guest on site. Let's go to George listening to us in Muskego. George, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm good. Hey, I've had this little theory of mine in my own little brain here for a long time, and I just want to throw it by you as long as it's open mic today.
Sure.
I have the thought that Barry Alvarez went up to Anderson and said, look, I want you out of here, and the Wisconsin program is much bigger than you, and you can just say you quit us and do whatever you want, and we'll take the egg on the face with the program. But I already have a man that's going to replace you, and I don't think Anderson quit. I think he was asked to leave. What do you think about that?
The issue with that, and appreciate the phone call, George, the issue is that Gary Anderson had a job immediately. The rumor was that he was interviewing for a job while his team was preparing to play for the Big Ten Championship. So, I mean, sure. I mean, look, it could have happened in the middle of the season where Barry said, hey, you're not the right guy for the job. I mean, you know, I don't put anything past anybody. But to put percentages on it, what do I believe? I believe that Gary Anderson kind of saw the writing on the wall and ended up interviewing for a job. Had he not had a job and just left to go pursue other things and didn't get a job right away, I could say, okay, maybe you're right. But he had a job. Like, the day he walked out the door, he had a job. So that's the only reason I can say that. Now, if it happened in the middle of the season, you know, so be it. It is what it is.
Yeah, but he was frustrated all along because he tried changing the culture. He tried to lower the academic standards.
He wanted to get his guys in, and he wasn't able to do so. Yeah. He was frustrated for that.
It didn't work out. So he wanted
out. I think Gary Anderson was looking to get out of there far before, you know, he ever told Barry Alvarez. And when he had that job lined up, that's when he told Barry, hey, I'm out. Talk to you later.
Funny you mentioned Gary Anderson. I think he just... I think he's getting hired by SMU. I don't know if he's going to be a head coach, probably an assistant, but I think he just found a job at SMU. I saw a tweet about that earlier.
855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com, toll-free talk line. Here's a question for you. We can follow up with more of this tomorrow even, but since we have Andrew Kramer, the Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune, coming up at the bottom of the hour, here's one question for you. Just sitting right here with a helicopter view being what it is. And I invite Vikings fans in on this as well. Okay, if you're listening to us over in the Twin Cities, I invite you in on this as well. Or even if you're on the borders, maybe you're a Vikings fan in some of the areas that we reach. Do you feel going into next season that the Vikings are the favorite for the division? Simple as that. Or do you feel a healthy Packers team with a few tweaks goes back to being the top dog in the division? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com, toll-free talk line. We're going to be over in Minneapolis, as a matter of fact, at the end of January, and we're going to be on Radio Row live at Super Bowl 52. Really looking forward to it. We're being brought to you by a lot of great people, our friends at the Milwaukee Admirals. Get on board and experience the nonstop action of Milwaukee Admirals hockey at the Panther Arena. For more information, all the great promotions, the concerts, everything they have, go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. That's MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. They are hashtag MilHockey. Also, Gino and the whole gang. They had a party down there last night. I missed it down at San Giorgio and Calderon Club. I missed it last night. I wasn't able to go. I had a Fisher House board meeting I had to be a part of. But San Giorgio, the home of the Bill Michaels pizza, it's not on the menu. You got to go. You got to go in and order it. Go in and get the Bill Michaels pizza down at San Giorgio. They pair it up with Cider Boys from Point Brewing. Joe Martino and the guys do a great job with all of that down there. Thanks to everybody for being a part of the program. Gino and Carmelo and Frankie and everybody. But San Giorgio, Calderon Club, right down there, Old World 3rd Street on the corner and on Kilbourne. Those two places right next to each other. When you're there, you get the Cider Boys from Point Brewing. Great stuff. Also, our friends from Auto Paint and Supply. Check them out. GoAutoPaint.com. Whether it's autos, fleets, marine, industrial paints, they have got it all. Check them out. They're in Waukesha, Middleton, Walworth, and Racine. Family-owned, great people. GoAutoPaint.com. That is GoAutoPaint.com. Do you feel healthy next season? The Packers are the favorite to win the division, yes or no? More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
After every Packers game, there's only one place to be. The Fans' Bill Michaels and former Packer Gary Ellerson take your calls after every game.
That's exactly why you don't put labels on people. You know, and I've said it before, every quarterback, every player, whatever position, they're good players. He's been given an opportunity. Obviously, he's had a number of experiences, and I'm sure he's drawn from them all to prepare himself for this opportunity in Minnesota, and he's doing a hell of a job.
Welcome back to the program. There you go, the words of Mike McCarthy talking about Case Keenum. Quarterback who has, as he said, made the most of his opportunities in Minnesota Viking land. Certainly playing well. A career year. Welcome back to the program. Bill Michaels' show continues. Do you feel healthy that this team going into next season, the Green Bay Packers, would then again be the favorite to win the division? Or have the tables turned that much? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. It's, I think, for many years it was just, well, you've got Aaron Rodgers, you're the favorite. And I think to a certain extent that can still maybe balance the scales, but I don't think it's as true anymore because I don't think Aaron can cover up every hole that is on this team that has been exposed. The decline in so many places has been evident, and it's been something that fans have screamed about for a long time. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Josh listening to us in Chippewa Falls. Josh, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Oh, man, you're just about ready to touch the subject that I wanted to talk to you about.
Sure.
And that is why Dom Capers still has a job. I watched that Carolina game, and all I saw on 3rd and 10, 2nd and 10 was soft zone coverage. And in the NFL today, if you give a receiver 7 yards, he can fall forward for 10. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just touch base on that a little bit and tell me what you think about maybe some coaching changes being possible.
Well, I've said all along that going back to that game specifically, that was kind of the tipping point for me. When you see guys, it's not even so much playing off the ball. It's when you see guys in the defensive backfield that don't know where they're supposed to be. That's coaching. I mean, come on. It's I appreciate the phone call. When it comes to the scheme, as you say, or when it comes to, you know, calling certain things, you know, they're banged up. They're banged up in that secondary. You don't have the same level of athlete back there that you would have if all your starters were healthy. But, and that I, look, I've said all along, you get beat physically, that's one thing. When you get beat mentally over and over again and you look bad doing it, you have too many men in the field, not enough men on the field, you guys don't know where they're supposed to be, there's finger pointing. You know, that's a defense that's in disarray. It just is. That's a defense that doesn't know what it's doing, and that's coaching. So, I mean, you either have guys that you've drafted that aren't good and they just don't get it, and that's Ted, or it's coaching. But they're going to start with coaching and work their way backward. That's it. It's time. I've never been one to sit here and call for jobs, but it's time. It's just you're tired of seeing the same thing. And Mike McCarthy was literally and visibly mad after that game against Carolina. I mean, he didn't come out and say it, but he did say the defense stunk, basically. But he didn't come out and say people are losing their jobs. But between yesterday and today, yeah, the changes are going to happen. Most assured. Jim, listening to us in Sheboygan, writes, hey, guys, got a question about the offense and defense play calling. I'm sure there must be a good reason, but I don't know it. But when a quarterback changes the play at the line because of the defense he sees, why doesn't the defense counter and change up the formation before the quarterback snaps the ball? Or why doesn't the defense keep moving around so the quarterback can't figure out what the defense is going to be using? That's from Jim in Sheboygan. Okay, good question. First of all, the defense brings its certain personnel packages in for down and distance situations or to try to counter what the offense has put on the field. Secondly, you don't move a whole lot defensively because once you get set, you're ready for the play. So if you've got guys, say safeties, you know, running back or leaking forward, or you've got linebackers splitting out, coming in, that can create holes. Or a guy can get caught off guard, or a guy gets caught in mid-shift. Because remember, the offense can see what you're doing. They can snap the ball at any point in time. So you set your defense and go from there. But when the defense sees, or at least thinks they see what the offense is doing, they do try to adjust, but the offense has so many different things. It can be a look, it can be a hand waggle, it can be a foot move, it can be anything. And that's the reason the defense is somewhat at a disadvantage, because the only people that know who is running the play is the offense. The defense really doesn't know. And if they do know and they can't stop it, then shame on them. But that's the reason you don't see a ton of moving around, because look at Aaron Rodgers is a master at snapping the football, getting the football snapped when somebody is running off the field to get 12 men on the field. Can you imagine if you've got defensive backs and linebackers and such that are trying to move around, and in the meantime, when they're trying to get shifted and moved, Aaron Rodgers just snaps the ball and runs a play, and then guys are all of a sudden out of position. That's the reason you don't move around a whole lot. 855-830-8648. Let's go to John listening to us in Delafield. John, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Well, Bill, I noticed something, and I wonder what you think about this. I look at a lot of teams – And I know McCarthy calls the plays, and Edgar Bennett has something to do with it. But a lot of teams, those D coordinators are right down on the field. And when you're looking at Wade Phillips and the guy from New England, and I think LeBeau with Pittsburgh, and some of these guys, and I'm just kind of wondering if that's not something that needs to happen. Get that guy down on the field. He can see things. He's right there seeing what's happening, you know. And I think, you know, instead of sending something down from a communication standpoint or whatever, because they look confused in a lot of ways, you know, he could yell out there and just say to these guys, hey, you got him, or like Gary Ellison says, the cat defense, you take that cat, you take that cat. And I've noticed that, and I think it's a factor in a lot of ways when he's up in the press box and you know, instead of being on the field. I'll hang up and listen to what you say.
Appreciate it. I have a feeling we'll figure it out with the next coordinator. There's two games left. That has been something that Dom has talked to, or been talked about, or people have discussed for a long time. Who belongs where? I don't know. Each coordinator has their own thing, whatever they feel most comfortable with. Dom feels that he can go upstairs and see things a lot better and call a different defense or a better defense. I mean, let's be honest. He's in communication on the headset with everybody defensively down on the sideline. So if he needs to tell somebody something, he can tell him. But Dom feels that he can see it from the bird's eye view upstairs better than he could if he were actually on the field.
We'll hear more from Mike McCarthy coming up. This was one of the quotes that came out of his presser from today. McCarthy said he won't wait until the season's over to start looking at big picture future decisions. Quote, unfortunately, I can do that right now, he said. This is a dip below the standard line. Everybody that has a part in it needs to be accountable.
Whatever that means. We can throw that through the decipher machine a little bit later on the program. But look, Mike McCarthy was perturbed after the last game. That might be a good way to put it. And he's not backing off. Now, how much fist pounding and verbal fist pounding can you possibly do before you actually make meaningful changes? I don't know. We'll see. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Going to talk with Andrew Kramer, I should say, Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune, coming up here in a couple of minutes. Real quick, let's go to Luke, listening to us in Marshfield on 92.3 FM. How you doing, Luke? What's up?
I'm doing great. Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
You too.
I wanted to thanks. It's really funny, the last couple callers you had. I think it's perfect because what I had to air some grievances about Packer fans in general, and actually Badger fans too. I get the frustrations of the last couple callers, and I get it. I do it. But I want to talk about those unrecognized geniuses out there, the ones that think that they could be a better GM than Ted Thompson or a better coach than Mike McCarthy. And I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. You run into them from time to time. But I get so sick of hearing these people say what's right and what they should do when they're not there. They don't know what's going on. And actually, I feel the same way about a lot of Badger fans, too. I mean, do people recognize that we had six top five recruits, six five-star recruits, and out of the top eight, I think the next closest one had like 40? I just don't think people get how hard this is and how hard they're trying, and I'll hang up and just listen to your response to that.
Thanks. No, I appreciate it. I mean, on one hand, people say I don't, for the job that Paul Chris did, you give him all the credit in the world, absolutely. Others will say, isn't it about time to start getting a lot of those recruits? I mean, you're a Wisconsin program that's had a tradition of winning now for a long, sustained period of time. We had an undefeated season. You obviously got beat by a good Ohio State team in the Big Ten Championship. You're going to get a chance on national TV to show your wares against Miami down in the Orange Bowl. Obviously, a pro-Miami crowd down there. So you're going to get some opportunities. So with all those opportunities, where are those big-time quarterbacks? Where are those big-time wideouts? Where are the weapons that we hear all the time when they go to Ohio State? Those weapons can go over to Michigan, but for whatever reason, they're not coming to Wisconsin. And I don't want to hear just because it's in the South and the SEC gets a lot more of these players. That's bogus. I mean, it can be true to a certain extent, but come on. It's time for Wisconsin to be put on the map. So that's what people are complaining about. It's not necessarily the job that Paul Chris has done. It's that get some additional of those five-star recruits because you have not been able to beat Urban Meyer. 855-830-8648. Andrew Kramer, Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune. He's going to join us coming up. Teddy Bridgewater gets back into a ball game for the first time after a long time in that horrific knee injury. But what is it going to be like quarterbacking-wise for this team moving forward? We'll have that question answered coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show. Show on the air. We are glad to have you. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day. We certainly appreciate it, as always. Airing a few grievances today on this day of Festivus, on our day of Festivus anyway. Normally it's the 23rd, but we're not here on the 23rd, so we figure we get it out of the way today. Just bring it. Air it. Whatever angers you. Also coming up here in about 15 minutes, Mike McCarthy, you're going to hear his press conference from a little bit earlier today in which he talks about some of his grievances. We'll get into that discussion. Packers getting ready to take on the Vikings at U.S. Bank, or I should say at Lambeau Field. The last contest at U.S. Bank Stadium put Aaron Rodgers out for pretty much the remainder of the season. Except for that game he came back last week, didn't look all that great, and maybe just rushed it a little bit. Now, what is the quarterback situation like in Minnesota going into next season? Talk more about it. Andrew Kramer, the Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Andrew, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
So Case Keenum has had a terrific run. So what next? What's next year? What does next year hold because of the quarterbacks that you have?
Yeah, that's a very intriguing question because the Vikings currently only have one quarterback under contract next season. That's Kyle Sloter. That's not Sam Bradford. It's not Teddy Bridgewater. It's not Case Keenum. And so it really poses an intriguing situation for this NFC North champion team, which has done it off the arm of Case Keenum on offense. And he's played the best streak, bar none, of his career, the best season of his career in the NFL. And the question the Vikings have to answer is this a fluke, a phenomenon, 1 year for Case Keenum, or is this who he is? I think you've seen some games this season where the Vikings have kind of had to bring him along on defense anyway. The defense haven't dragged the offense in some games, whether it was against Baltimore or Cleveland. There were just some games where Case Keenum wasn't the guy who was necessarily powering this team through. And so that poses the question, is he going to get the most money? The Vikings are certainly going to want to keep him around, but the question is he going to get a better offer elsewhere? And I think that could be possible in 4 months here.
So the question we were posing before the top of the hour was, if the Packers come back healthy next season and the Vikings are healthy next season and all these teams, as we all know, have this optimistic outlook, but who then becomes the front runner in the division next year? Does it go back to being just because Aaron Rodgers is healthy, you give it to the Packers? Or do you look at this and say, wait a minute, defense proved itself over and over again with a above average quarterback in Minnesota. Therefore, Minnesota rightfully has their place.
Yeah, you can't ignore what the Vikings defense has built here and what Mike Zimmer has done with this defense. They've become one of the NFL's best in every facet. What was missing from them last year was their run defense, and now they've rounded that out. They're top, I believe, the number two in the NFL. And when they're playing both ways, pass and ground, as well as they're playing, you're right, you can't ignore what the Vikings have built, even if Aaron Rodgers comes back fully healthy to start next season. So I think this point, you got to feel like it's much more of a toss-up in the division than it was a couple years ago when the Vikings first won the division at Lambeau Field, and you still felt like, okay, a young Teddy Bridgewater, this still feels like the Packers division, even though the Vikings had taken it then. This time around, this defense has grown up. They've got four Pro Bowlers. They've got, well, they feel like they should have a lot more. And they've got a lot of talent on this team that they didn't have a couple years ago. So I think it's much more of a coin flip heading into next year than it felt like it was a couple years ago.
And you thought that when, say, Dalvin Cook went down, that run game would evaporate and then it would be all on Case Keenum and he'd throw all these picks and there'd be all these problems. And that hasn't panned out either. I mean, it's great that they've been able to sustain, but you also have Dalvin Cook, most likely coming back next year. Now, how healthy he's going to be, we'll have to wait and see, but they still have weaponry that's sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, and really what's powered this offense, we talk about Case Keenum, but it is kind of the passing game is built off the run game. They run a lot of play action. At one point, later, I think, or a couple of weeks ago, it would have been Case Keenum was tops in the league in terms of passer rating off play action. That's of what they can do with Latavius Murray, what they do with Jerick McKinnon in the running game, and the zone scheme that they built around them. It's worked out really, really well, and it looked like it was going to work out really well with Dalvin Cook this year. Now, going into next year, you get him fully healthy by training camp, which is their expectation. This offense is still going to be powered through its running game, regardless of who's the quarterback.
How confident are they now that, obviously the town's got to be a buzz because you have a legitimate shot at getting deep into the postseason or, God forbid, being a participant in the Super Bowl in your own stadium. Where, and I want to get clarification on this, and I'm sure somebody there has asked you, but my understanding is the NFL comes in, they completely take over for the Super Bowl. It's a neutral site. So, therefore, let's just say the Vikings get there, that horn will not be a part of the festivities, correct?
I believe it will not be. Yes, okay. The NFL takes over pretty much every aspect of the game broadcast, everything. So they won't have the gala horn, I believe, if the Vikings are playing in that game. But there is word that the Vikings would still be able to use their home facilities, even though they're technically the AFC team is the home team in the Super Bowl. And so there might be some consternation there should the Vikings actually reach that point.
I was going to say, speaking on behalf of fans that hate that damn horn, thank God.
You're not alone, I'm sure.
So coming into this game, word is Aaron Rodgers not playing. So I guess what is the confidence level of this Vikings team right now? Already have beaten the Green Bay Packers at home once this year.
It's very high. You go in the Viking locker room and you talk to guys, and even when they bring up the Anthony Barr hit and some potential questions of retribution and revenge from whether it's Packers fans spitting vitriol or maybe Packers players looking to get some revenge on Anthony Barr for that hit on Aaron Rodgers, Vikings players say they are not worried about it. One offensive lineman said, "I don't really think the word hostile and Wisconsin go together." So they're just not worried. They're very confident. They're not worried about any kind of a hostile atmosphere at Lambeau Field. Maybe there's some overconfidence to that. Who knows? But this Vikings team is not really fretting too much. I think Linval Joseph said earlier this week, the nose tackle for the Vikings, he said, "I want to play Aaron Rodgers because at least it'll be more of a challenge."
Talking with Andrew Kramer, Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune. In that sense, is there a belief or a stigma that Lambeau Field has lost its home field luster?
No, because only when one, they're out of the playoffs, and two, they're playing without Aaron Rodgers. I think that's where the confidence from the Vikings team is coming from, because they very much remember last year. They remember going there into Lambeau last year and getting their butts whooped. Aaron Rodgers had 300 yards almost and three touchdowns by halftime of that game at Lambeau Field last year. So the Vikings do know, and they are very aware of how things can go south quickly. But with just the way these two teams are set up right now, they have all the confidence going into Saturday's game. I think this one's a little more of an anomaly, especially because it's the first time, I think, in 9 years the Packers are out of the playoffs.
Yeah, this is something that's relatively odd for Packers and their fans. But for the Minnesota Vikings, not only are they playing just obviously a divisional rival, but they're still a legitimate shot at getting home field advantage throughout, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. If the Eagles end up somehow losing their last two games and the Vikings win out, they'll be at the number one seed. So they don't have the tiebreaker with Philadelphia by way of conference record, but if the Vikings were to get that two-game advantage on them with two games left, they'd get that number one seed. But all they have to do, the Vikings, is win these next two, and they got the number two seed in a first-round bye.
Yeah, let's see here, because the Eagles play what? They have Oakland coming to town this weekend, and then they get – because their last two games are at home, where they have Oakland and Dallas, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, you know? Yep, I believe they host Dallas at the end. And so Nick Foles throwing four touchdown passes last week against the Giants. I mean, who knows kind of how that – what I like about Philadelphia is how well-rounded they are as a team, and they seem like, much like the Vikings, a team that can handle a quarterback injury. So the Vikings aren't necessarily assuming they're going to get that number one seed. I think they're just gunning for the first-round bye at this point.
Go back to the quarterback situation. You get Teddy Bridgewater makes an emotional return, and the fans obviously give him a rousing round of ovation. What was that like for him? And even though he does throw the tipped ball and the pick on his first pass and such, what kind of a monumental moment for, as bad as that knee had looked at one point in time, to him making it all the way back into the NFL? What was that like for him?
It was so cool. It was so cool for everybody involved, and especially just to see Teddy getting a little emotional on the sideline. Kind of, you could tell he was trying to hide it, that he was going to go into the game. There was a moment right after the third quarter ended and the Vikings had it in the bag. I believe they were up 27-0 at that point. Mike Zimmer walked over to Teddy Bridgewater, and you could tell, I'm guessing that was the moment when he told him he was going to go in, but they had a very brief moment. You could tell Teddy just kind of sat there and kind of collected himself. And it was very cool because you could hear the Teddy chants really starting from the Vikings sideline. Case Keenum, the starting quarterback, really getting his arms in the air and chanting for Teddy. And just everything he's gone through in the 13, 14 months it took him to get back onto the practice field from a dislocated knee, multiple torn ligaments, the massive reconstruction that had to go on inside of that left knee. For him to be back on an NFL field, it was just really, really cool to see. And to be at home, too, in a rousing blowout victory, it was an atmosphere that I think is going to rival that of even a playoff game, just because of how cool, that moment was. And everybody feels like they know Teddy, just based on everything he's done in the community for fans, children. It was just really cool because people not only love the player, Teddy Bridgewater, but they feel like they know the person and love the person as well.
Andrew, appreciate it as always. Thanks for coming on and breaking it down for us. Real quick, in 30 seconds, what's it like there right now, obviously getting all the preparation ready for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's a frenetic atmosphere. It really is. I think people are trying to figure out kind of what to expect. They keep hearing the numbers, millions of people, a million people coming in the 2 weeks. But I think right now they're just hoping that this Vikings team is going to be playing in it come February.
Always good to chat, man. We'll talk to you down the road, okay?
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Appreciate it. There you go. Andrew Kramer, Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Mike McCarthy, next. There you go. Mike McCarthy talking a little bit about his team as they get ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings Saturday night at Lambeau Field. When we come back, what is your sports grievance? Let's air it. Today is Festivus on the Bill Michael Show. Also, Paul Charchi at the bottom of the next hour taking your fantasy football questions for those of you that are in championship games this weekend as well. We'll be back. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.